Hey, Tom, can you hear me? Hey, Tom. Can you talk into the mic? I can't hear you too good. Oh. Hold on. Sorry, one more time.
Hello there.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Wow. Tom, thank you very much. Welcome. Let me clap for you guys. It was really, really incredible. Black Elf speaks. And what's going on behind us right now?
This is Nico Rippet from Paris, France, who is on tour with us for the next week and a half, at least.
Awesome. Now, you're Black Elf Speaks right now.
Yes.
And before that, we knew you as Elvish Presley.
Right.
And of course, folks know some of you as USA as a Monster as well.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of history? Because I tried to get some sense of who does what and how this all came together from your website. And it was all a bit too mythological for me, so I couldn't really follow.
Okay. Well, Elvish Presley happened, I guess, last winter and spring, and it was four-track recordings that I started doing while I was living in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I did a lot of outdoor recording and stuff like that and had a lot of fun with it, and then had the opportunity and time to turn it into a tour, and all these folks. Well, let's see. The first tour was pretty much the same band, except Kiara wasn't with us. We had another guy with us, our friend Jonah, playing violin and doing the mixing and stuff. And but that tour was only 2 weeks long, and we had some CDs with us, and we had a lot of fun. So I guess that's kind of what it was, just sort of a project that turned into a tour.
Yeah, somebody, one of our DJs, the Cosmic Cowboy, actually went to see you and was really blown away. And so he bought a CD and he came back here to the station and gave us your CD, and a whole bunch of us were instantly turned on and become fans right away. And sad to know, it was nothing but a two-week project, and you've sort of instantly moved on to other things, but the other things, obviously, Black Elf Speaks very, very within the same realm as Elvish Presley and things you've been doing before, all seem to be derived from a certain worldview, I suppose, and you seem to be putting something out very conceptually.
No, there's definitely a conceptual philosophy behind all of the elf music, which is inspirations coming from J.R.R. Tolkien, the book Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, and also the people of Iceland for their belief in the small people. About 58% over there that actually believe in the people. And sort of taking these things all combined into one as sort of an indirect way that people can reconnect with the natural world that's sort of been forgotten in modern society. And and anyhow, the elves and the stuff and the music is sort of a mythological medium that is a manifestation of nature itself. And this is sort of a representation of what I call homeopathic magic, I guess, where humans, in order to have this relationship, have created in their imagination a natural form that is like themselves. You know, the elves or the dwarves or the trolls or whatever is something that you can directly communicate with because it's of shape and form. Mm-hmm. That is mysterious yet recognizable.
Right.
So right, the reconnection is sort of this indirect one using mythology and imagination, consciousness. Once again, in just a in a society where it's almost all but lost, I think.
Now, this sounds, I mean, obviously very serious to you and very well thought out, and yet the way you've sort of instilled it into your music, I mean, you guys were having so much fun. I mean, there was so much real joy, like natural joy coming out of that room. Obviously, people listening at home weren't able to witness it, but I think it came through. I was lucky enough to watch. And yeah, that was really there. I mean, talk about like elven abandon, sort of, is the sense I was getting.
Right.
Just from watching you across the glass.
Right, well, I think the fun is pretty unavoidable with something like this. And I mean, that's the same kind of energy that that having sort of a respect for the natural world instills.
Yeah.
You know, not that we have fully achieved it in any sense, but I think we're trying to touch on it by just sort of thinking about these issues and then just presenting it as something that instills. That makes people laugh or makes them happy, and like, but at the same time, in the back, there is this sort of message that maybe if you think about it the next day, it's a little bit more serious. But
sure.
But I don't know. You know, I don't know if everybody catches the seriousness in it or not. But even just, I think just the name this time is a little bit more. It's a little bit more along those serious lines.
Well,
I mean, Elvis Presley, obviously.
Right.
The Elvis reference is, you know, that's totally ridiculous. So.
Yeah. Now, of course, summoning up the Sioux Nation as well, and you know, Black Elk, the voice of the Sioux Nation speaking, you know, obviously, yeah, that does take it to a whole sort of new serious.
To Black Elk Speaks is one of the most powerful, profound books that I've ever read, as far as. One being speaking, I mean, obviously I haven't read a lot of books, but one being speaking the most truths with the fewest words about what is happening in this great transformation of, you know, of people taking over another people's world, basically, and just laying it to waste.
Right.
And yeah, it's a very amazing book, and I'm still pretty much, well, I'm still sort of trying to comprehend it.
Sure, yeah.
But the language to me is so beautiful, the way that he speaks and says so much in so few words.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a lost art, I think.
Yeah. Can you tell me who else is here with you tonight?
All right.
I see Kiara has joined Rip It.
Kiara is rocking out with Rip It right now on her violin. And right over here we got Jared drinking some soda. And
Jared was playing drums.
Jared was playing drums, and he also played some guitar.
Right.
And, Colin, the guy with the beard on him, he's taken off somewhere. He played guitar and sang and did some tambourine and this and that. And Adam played bass and sang and did a lot of headbanging.
He did do a lot of that. He's got the hair for it.
Yeah, definitely. He's professional.
Now, you guys have recordings? I mean, are people going to be able to hear you?
Well, yeah, we're we have a CD, a Black Elf Speaks CD that is was all done on a computer, and unfortunately it's not the live band. It's I did the music in a basement in Brooklyn over the summer and worked on it a lot, and then went down to Virginia and the whole band got together and we learned the music real quickly.
Cool.
And we're getting better and better at it as we go. But so the CD isn't the live performance, but it is it is the songs.
Cool.
And the words, and there is a little book with pictures and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Where can people find it anywhere? Or, like, should they go to your website?
People can go to the Massive Distribution website and find it there. Right now I haven't even put any sort of real contact information in it. It's just kind of a one of those CDs that's floating around, and sort of a mystery, but it is gonna be part of the massive distribution spread.
Cool.
And you can find it there.
Cool. Now, when we air this, actually, it's going to be October 28th. So you will have already been through town. Will you be back, do you think? I mean, any opportunity for people to see you past October 28th?
October 28th will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
And then heading back east. Our last show of this tour, and probably for quite a while, will be on the 4th in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, if you're in Argentina in January, there will be some sort of puppet version of the Black Elf Speaks on tour, translated into Spanish.
Wow. Well, I do hope that everybody listening right now was able to see you 3 weeks ago when you played at North 6 with Ripit and with Oneida. I hope that was a terrific show.
All right.
We're in a time warp right now.
I understand.
But I want to thank you again for coming by, Tom, and Black Elf Speaks. This was really an amazing night. And, well, why don't we just let Ripit and Kiara
let these guys rock.
Out.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.